So yesterday on Q103 at this time, the boss of our charity, Cash for Kids, which, Brooke, you're a patron of, aren't
yes.
you? You've done loads
yeah.
of stuff for over the years, and it's just an amazing, honestly, brilliant, brilliant charity. Just helping kids who are having a crap time in Manchester. The charity boss, Russell, came down into the studio, and he was just basically telling us about someone we've trying to done little bits to help before, the Carroll family. Mike and Lucy Carroll are currently looking after their son, Ollie, who's five, and he's got this horrible disease, and it's a kind of a degenerative, like a wasting disease. It's incurable. It's not going to be a good end. And he's got this horrible disease. It's very rare, Batten's disease. No one's even heard of it. I hadn't heard of it before, you know, a couple of months ago. They've got two other kids who are fine, but then one daughter, Amelia, who is also going to get it. She's fine now, but it's going to hit her. So, yeah, Russell came down and he told us basically, he sort of updated us on how the family's doing, but there's a bit of a twist in the tale.
They're in hospital at the moment and, you know, I've been getting to know the family really well.
Have you been visiting them?
Yeah, we've been taking food and stuff every day so I can try and sort of stay together so we don't have to leave the room. And Mike's a builder.
Yeah.
And they need to adapt part of the house to make sure that Ollie and ultimately Amelia can get around and they can all be a family together so that the kids can all sit together and play Xbox and whatever.
Yeah.
And he started this project on his own to get it done as quick as possible and keep costs down because they haven't got any money coming in. And he's just not been able to do anything for weeks now because Ollie's been, he's literally been by his son's bedside.
Listen, is there something that we can do, or something I can do to help?
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking, why don't we go down to hospital today, if you've got time?
Yeah,
after the show,
absolutely,
guys.
Yeah.
And let's go down, let's see, let's just have a chat and see if there's, you know, we're Q103 and we always help our own, so let's see what we can do.
So that was this time yesterday, and then, yeah, we did. We nipped down to the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital, and it was really emotional. Brace yourselves for this. I caught up with Lucy, the mum, and the family. Hiya, Lucy.
How
are you? How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, getting there.
You look
slowly.
Knackered.
Thanks.
All right. I don't blame you. How much sleep did you have last night?
Not much at all, no, to be honest. We're taking it in turns, staying with Ollie in hospital. So I went home last night to be with the boys and Amelia, but to be honest, even when I go home, I'm not sleeping.
Of course you're not.
I'm constantly thinking about Ollie and what he's going through and how he is and stuff and just what the future holds, really. So, not getting much sleep at all.
I bet. We're here with little Ollie now. I mean, how is he doing? What's the latest?
He's not great, to be honest. They think he's having constant seizures all the time. So we're trying some new medication in hope that that will do something. But at the moment, there's not much improvement. Since going into hospital, he's lost the ability to hold his head up. He can't sit up anymore. He's constantly crying because he doesn't know what's going on and we don't know if he's in pain. It's just really hard on us all.
And how are you coping? You seem, both you and Mike seem very, very strong, but I'm sure inside you're probably crumbling, aren't you?
Yeah, there's been a hell of a lot of tears in this room and at home. It's just trying to keep it together in front of Ollie. But we've had a lot of breakdowns and normally I never, ever cry in front of people. I hate it. And we've been full on crying in front of doctors, you know, and pleading with them to help us. But unfortunately, Batten's disease is so rare that They're just guessing, basically, because nobody knows. Most people come into hospital and hope that their children get better. And we know that, yes, we will be able to take Ollie home at some point, but he won't get better, he'll only get worse. And at the moment, Amelia is running around happy, playing with her dolls, shouting for chocolate all the time, and we know that everything that Ollie's going through, Amelia will be going through too, and it's just a matter of time, and we don't know when that will happen.
God, that was yesterday. So coming up next on Q103, we need your help, and every time we ask, you never let us down. It's 8:12 on Q103. Please stick with us for a couple of minutes.